22. Sex would have to wait. That's not something I said very often. But the minute she pulled the door to her hut closed, that feeling I'd had all fucking day pretty much exploded in my head. It wasn't as bad as it sounds. Not painful or even threatening. Just incredibly intense. It was like surround sound silence, if that makes sense, and like being wrapped in a warm blanket when you are cold, and at the same time, like submerging yourself in the cool ocean on a hot day. I could see strands of aura in the air like lines of blue and green lightning, even though I didn't remember calling on my auric sense. For the first time all day, that logical part of my brain nagging me that the mysterious presence could be dangerous and a trap, that part of my brain shut the fuck up. Garrett? Thera paused with her hands on my bare chest. When had I taken off my shirt? Or had she taken it off? I couldn't bring myself to worry about it. Translucent waves of pale violet aura undulated from her fingers like a second set of feathers was being stirred by a gentle breeze. Do you not want me? I gazed into her golden eyes. Oh, I do want you. But there is something. You can't feel it? She shook her head in confusion. She parted her lips to reply, but then paused for a moment, her eyes widening. It knows you, she whispered. Thera stepped back, and past her, I could see that the lightning strands were coming from the other side of her bed, which consisted more of a pile of furs than anything else. There, on a thick wooden pillar, sat a short column of blue-green stone. I stepped around the bed to get closer. The stone was polished, but not smooth and shiny. Thin bands of different colors ran across it, like different layers of sediment that had hardened. A few were silvery, but most were green or blue with a few streaks of yellow and purple. It didn't look much different from ordinary rocks I might have picked up at the beach or the walls of a cliff face. I realized I was holding my breath. When I exhaled, the moisture in my breath and in the air in front of me turned to frosty fog and fell like snow. That's when I realized why the presence felt so familiar. I drew the sword of the Destroyer King. Blue-green lightning immediately arced off it toward the stone and back again, creating a feedback loop that turned the stone as bright as a young sun with the sword as its glowing moon. Acting on instinct, I pressed the tip of my blade against the side of Thera's stone. It went in as easily as if I was returning it to a sheath of oiled leather. Instead of everything exploding, the stone's light faded to a calm, contented glow. Fuck, I muttered to myself. I really hope I can get the sword back out again. I pulled gently, and while I felt it give, I got the weird impression that it didn't want to come out, at least not right now. I let go of the hilt and sat on the edge of the bed. Garrett Andrews. Thera came to stand beside me, and then she knelt by my knee, looking up searchingly into my eyes. Who are you? I'm just a guy. A guy who was good at a game. I stroked her cheek gently, trying to allay the fear I saw. And now, somehow I'm a guy trying to save the universe. But I need help. As much help as I can get. I hope I can win your trust. I hope your people will join me. I hope you will join me. She took my hand in her own and rose to sit beside me. You had my trust the moment you came through our gate. Her lips parted, and she leaned toward me, and as they touched my own, I felt a very different kind of lightning course through my body. Admittedly, my fingers trembled slightly as I brushed Thera's cheeks. Her skin was deceivingly soft under my touch, and it warmed with a light, rosy blush as I traced my thumbs along her cheekbones. When we parted, though it was only briefly, Thera whispered, "You are an incredibly strong man, Garrett. How is it that your touch is so tender?" I bit back a chuckle. Instead of verbally answering Thera's inquiry, I simply kissed her again, this time with a little more fervor, but still gentle enough not to ruin her sweet compliments. As I lay back onto the mattress, she stayed astride me, her solid body holding me down, determined to keep me beneath her. "I've not had my fill of you," Thera sang quietly, before she pressed her tongue against my own. They danced together feverishly, our lips crashing together in one bruising kiss after another. Her fingers curled into the bare skin of my chest as her eagerness became more and more apparent. "I love the taste of you. I wonder," she mused, with a coy lilt in her tone, "does the rest of you taste the same?" With a long, shuddering breath, I managed to chuckle. "You are more than welcome to find out for yourself." "I intend to," Thera confirmed, with a slight nip of her teeth against the pout of my bottom lip. Then, at an agonizingly slow pace, she slithered down my body, kissing me and darting her tongue along each curve and crevasse of defined muscle that was there. She sampled every inch of my skin, humming in pure delight as the salty sweet flavor hit her taste buds. As if my skin weren't already flush from the close contact, I was definitely overheating now despite the goosebumps that raised on my arms and raced down my spine. She arched her back just a little and moved her hips so her clit glided smoothly along the rigid line of my cock, leaving her delicious juices behind with an equally scrumptious moan that trilled from her throat like a forbidden, beautiful melody. I could have come right then and there if not for the anticipation of what was to follow. As Thera's lips hovered over my cock, she smirked. Then, like the minx she was, she parted them over the tip of my cock, tasting herself on my heated flesh. I bit my lip to keep from swearing too loudly, but fuck, she was a fucking horrible tease, so much so that my body ached in the most pleasurable of ways, though that was perhaps from our earlier activities. Regardless, Thera's mouth teased its way down my shaft until her lips were pressed to my groin. At first, her tongue pressed gently to the underside of my cock, and then more firmly, adding a pulse of pressure to what was the starting rhythm of her lips moving up and down. She was slow to start, savoring the taste of her tongue with approving little hums. I swore that I felt the vibrations of the sound run from stem to stern. Before long, however, she was bobbing her head faster than ever. Each pass of her lips over the head of my cock caused my balls to tighten, and my fingers tangled in the mess of her hair, holding it firmly in my grasp so that I could watch myself disappear and then appear again from the restricting hot confines of her glorious mouth. With only a little more coaxing, I fell over the brink of ecstasy and spilled myself down her throat with little warning. My semen coated her tongue and pooled at the corners of her lips, and I observed with hazy eyes as Thera swiped her thumb across the mess and licked it thoroughly clean. "That was delightful," she purred, with a slight hoarseness in her voice now. "I can't wait to have more." I laughed breathlessly as Thera slinked her way back up my body and pressed her weight atop me. "I'm afraid I don't have anything left to give." "For now," Thera winked, and the implication caused me to shiver beneath her. "I want to take all of you into me. I want to taste your strength and your sweetness." I laughed in surprise. Are we talking literal taste or are you getting all poetical?"
"Can it not be both?"
She smiled enigmatically and stretched her body out next to mine, one arm on my chest, caressing my skin. "I can't remember the last time someone described me as sweet," I smirked.
"Strength without kindness is bitter. In my heart and on my tongue. But you?"
She took my hand and kissed each fingertip, sucking just slightly before moving on to the next.
"I could drink you all night, literal and poetical."
"Then," I started, as I trailed soft kisses along her neck, "allow me the indulgence of tasting what you have to offer me as well."
"Yes, please,"
Thera crooned, and it was all the encouragement I needed. My fingers glided along her sides and came to a stop only when I was able to cup the cheeks of her ass firmly in my grasp. I brought my hand back just a few inches, then smacked it down on the taut flesh, relishing in the sound that reverberated against the walls. Thera moaned, but it was nothing compared to the exquisite sound that came from her when I slipped two of my fingers easily inside of her. There was no need to prep her. She was more than wet enough. But I needed to tempt her, to draw out those shivers and gasps that kept me forever riled up. I moved the digits carefully at first, but within seconds had increased my tempo dramatically. Her pussy was so slick, so ready for me that I could feel her juices already slipping down the palm of my hand. If she wasn't blushing already, she definitely was once I brushed that sweet spot inside of her. Thera started to go rigid as I drove my fingers in and out of her with reckless abandon, and she pushed back against them, fucking herself and meeting each hard, deliberate thrust. The song she sang as she began to tighten was divine and nothing less than lewd. I smirked then, and before she could come, though, I quickly took my fingers out, causing her to cry out with the sudden loss of being filled and friction. Without hesitation or a second thought, I brought my hand to my lips and sucked her small offering from my fingers. My tongue pressed flat to my palm as I made a show of drinking her.
"Garrett!"
Thera trilled, and she licked her lips as she watched my lewd display.
"I have more for you."
"Let me have it," I replied with a dark, husky undertone. Thera shifted ever so slightly. When she did, the tip of my hard-again cock brushed over her clit before effortlessly slipping inside of her.
A content sigh fell from her lips as I filled her with my cock, the slick warmth engulfing me in its impossibly taut embrace. Her head fell to my shoulder, and I hugged her body close to mine as I started moving. I pushed myself in until I was flush with her spread legs, then pulled back just enough to tease her with my tip before slamming myself back inside with a quick, hard thrust.
Garrett!
Farah nearly screamed into my shoulder, and her nails scrambled for some sort of purchase. She started on my shoulders, marring my flesh, then settled for grasping the furs under us with all of her might, balling her fists as tightly as she could as I plowed into her. I could feel her lashes flutter as she tried desperately to control herself, but all I could do was smirk. I took pride that I was able to drive the chieftainess so insane with lust and desire. She looked a right mess, but fuck if it wasn't absolutely breathtaking to see. Each time our bodies connected and reconnected sent her reeling. Sweat beaded on her brow and stuck to our already sex-stained bodies. Her breath was hot on my neck, and I could feel how close she was getting to tipping over the edge entirely. And there it was, a silent wail that was strangled and caught in Thera's throat. Like a hot gift, her cum poured out of her, completely saturating me, the furs beneath us. When her voice did return, it was pitched and raspy, gasping for air. And she trembled as she spilled everything that was left of her to offer. Greedily, I dragged my hands over her and the mess she made and brought one to my lips, one to hers. Together, we drank a drink so lovely that the village whore would blush if she knew how erotic our lovemaking was. The taste, the scent, and her impossibly hot confines squeezing my cock in tandem sent my senses on overload. My breath lodged in my throat as a harsh, stuttered moan ripped through the room as I slammed into Thera one final time. I emptied myself into her deeply, my own legs shaking beneath her weight from the sheer ferocity of my orgasm. Covered in ourselves, with no real motivation to move, Thera and I laid quietly for a long while, basking in the glow that followed after such an intense moment. I combed my fingers through her feathery hair, and if she had a complaint about the scent of her love sticking to her, she made no mention of it. Instead, she seemed to welcome it. A few beats later, I found myself chuckling quietly. "What is it that you find so humorous?" Thera cooed as she traced the line of my jaw with her lips. "I actually thought you hated me when you met me. Pretty much up until you asked me back here," I admitted, a little self-consciously. She looked away, suddenly seeming shy. "I was trying to keep my balance. You sent me spinning, and I don't know how to." She bit her lower lip. "My people look up to me. They respect me, perhaps like me, but they treat me always like a leader, not as a friend, and certainly not often as a lover. If I take a man to my bed, how do I know he wants to be there instead of doing what I want because I am his leader? And then the others, will they get jealous of the man I bring to my bed?" She let out a slightly defeated sigh. "Well," I said mischievously, You could always just sleep with all of the men. She laughed with a mixture of surprise and glee. Yes, you are a wise man, Garrett. This would certainly solve the problem. Except... She paused and tried to look serious. What about the man I do not want to sleep with? Man? I questioned. Is there only one in the whole village? Thera tried to hide a smile. There are... She held up her fingers as she silently counted. Three. No, four. Those would be unacceptable. The rest I would be willing, for the sake of keeping the peace, you understand. Of course. For the good of the village. I agreed with a hum. Earlier, you guys were saying there are other Blue Clan villages. Maybe you could send the four to another village. Brilliant! I have never known such wise counsel until you arrived. She kissed my cheek, though I wasn't sure if she was joking about my counsel or being completely serious. So, I changed the subject. Do I taste as wise as I do strong and sweet? With another peck on the cheek, she then held my lower lip gently between her teeth while she ran her tongue across it. Wisdom is a subtle flavor on you, but I do taste it nonetheless. I should like to explore that side of you more. She gave me a wicked grin. Unless, of course, you'd rather sleep.